You're listening to SBS News.
Although international border closures have kept 39-year-old Angus Bean in Australia this past year, his company DroneShield has continued to export amid rising global demand for counter-drone technology. This device has just detected a drone signal.
So this is a micro drone that we're using to test these units. Drone detector is picking that up using the RF signature. One of the greatest threats Australia faces is now coming from the sky.
Developed by local engineers using artificial intelligence, it's part of a range of counter-drone technology. Here's CEO of DroneShield, Oleg Vornik.
We have a number of Tier 1 military and government agency customers across what's known as Five Eye countries, so US, UK, Australia, New Zealand and Canada.
After detecting the drone, the counter-drone device disables it and is then able to land it safely.
If you're in the battle zone, there's a lot of value in retrieving the drone in a safe manner because then you can get all kinds of information from it.
Dr. Malcolm Davis, a senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, has written extensively about the military use of drones.
What you're seeing in terms of drone technology is the rapid growth of advanced drones that can be networked and can swarm. In other words, operate in large groups. These are being developed certainly by major power adversaries.
Homemade drones can also be used to spy on or attack facilities like airports, military bases, or even people.
So anyone can go online and build this significant level of capability completely autonomously and completely anonymously.
Dr. Davis has researched the recent conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
And that's where you see the kill cam footage of the drone going in to strike at the target. And then once the air defense was gone, the drones had an easy time in terms of attacking other ground forces.
DroneShield is among a group of top Australian exporters recently awarded for resilience during the pandemic. Diane Tipping, the chair of the Export Council of Australia, says they deserved to be commended.
We picked them for the Resilient Award because of what they did last year to keep it growing during a really difficult time for everyone in the world, not just Australia.
As well as its export success, DroneShield is helping to protect Australia from a range of threats at home and abroad.
When speaking with Australian Defence, they no longer see potential war being 30, 40 years away, but potentially as short as the current decade, and we need to be prepared.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.